There was a time that Zimbabweans thought that the Emmerson Mnangagwa regime is on the right path to reconciliating with its previous past. A great number of signals sent around they were going to be very permissive in this election, you know, sending a few signals to SADC and the world. But something usually triggers ZANU-PF towards a state of anxiety during elections. And I'm not surprised, James, that they are beginning to reveal their old character.
Why do you think they're beginning to reveal their own character? Why? What character?
We all knew that was coming. It was quite obvious. But what was not obvious, James, was the entrance of Xavier Kasukwere onto the political scene. That complicated Mnangagwa's life. So he knows, therefore, that if you give Triple C a chance to make inroads into his strongholds, that means that the few chunks of electoral support that he might have will be swept away by Xavier Kasukwere. So the Mnangagwa electoral campaign team is in a fix. James, this is very blatant. You don't stop the star rally of a leading opposite party and expect no repercussions. It's unacceptable. But that is the way ZANU-PF is going to operate now. The gloves are out and they are not prepared to take any chance.
Rejoice, the quote said that the opposition did not get, I think, notification from the police.
Look, James, I mean, can we be that naive as Zimbabweans? For an opposition party that has been doing campaigns for the past, 12, 18 months because of the by-elections, an opposition party that actually is aware that if they don't follow these basic administrative principles and rules, their rallies are going to be scuppered. Do we really think that we can believe ZANU-PF and the police that they were not given enough notice? Actually, it's nonsensical. There is a basic, strategy around ZANU-PF to prevent Nelson Chamisa from meeting with his constituents. And by the way, James, there is nothing in our constitution that requires police to give permission to anybody to have a public meeting. So this whole game around preventing CC from reaching a rally are pure political games that are going to sour the electoral playing field. It is basically unacceptable, James.
We don't have the ZANU-PF, but the opposition here is claiming that at the same time, the ZANU-PF is campaigning. Is that correct?
Absolutely. It's not easy to prove that ZANU-PF is also applying for permission. We don't know because there is a very thin line between ZPP and ZANU-PF. So the other way is for opposition to argue at court that all parties that are given authority to have rallies should publish their consent from the police. That, to me, is the only way out.